My name is Max Sorensen. I'm the vice chairman of the board. We'll introduce starting this way.
Rick Johnson.
Christina DuBois. Can you guys hear me through my mask?
Mm-hmm. Ryan Anderson.
Frank Smith.
Hey.
I'm Mackenzie Johnson.
Okay. Before we start, if anybody is going to be offended if I don't wear a mask, tell me and I'll put it on, but I don't think you'll be able to hear me. Everybody but Dave. This is a public hearing to amend the budget, and I'm going to turn the time over right now to Ryan Anderson and Brent Smith. I guess Brent Smith. Brent is the treasurer.
All right.
That's just the shares and masters.
You have one right there.
Yeah.
Put on the floor.
On the back side of our agenda, you'll see our current budget for 2020 under. There you go. Underground expenses, you'll see a line item there for part contract. With the upcoming hiring of a chief, we need a line item to support the wages of a paid fire chief. So in order to expedite that, we're proposing to strike that out because we're looking for volunteers for the park, and we'll discuss that more in the next meeting, and actually convert that line item into a wages for the fire chief. We'll leave the $6,000 there for now, realizing that through the end of the year we are going to be overrunning that item. We have the funds available to manage that, and it will get overrun. The next fiscal year, when we do the next budget in October, if I remember right, when we do our next budget?
November.
We will actually allocate money aside and discuss that more of how what that's going to look like moving forward. Especially at that point, we'll have a candidate in basically ready to hire, hopefully. Right, Dave?
Hopefully.
Yep. And then we can move forward with the full knowledge of what that means for our budget.
Brian, you got anything to that?
Well, just so you as members will know, we have about $170,000 in our budget or in our operating account, and so that's where the money is going to be pulled from, is from that operating account once we hire a full-time chief.
How much did you say?
$170,000.
Yeah, in that operating account. So there's a lot of money that has been set aside. The most of that we've set aside in there is to for equipment, capital improvements, different things like that. So there's things that not all of that money is going to go to pay a chief, just so you'll understand that. And our priority is to get a chief, but also to get our firefighters properly equipped so that they have up-to-date equipment that they need to do the job properly. So
public comment will come later.
That's what I need to know.
That's just to let you guys know that there's quite a bit of money in that account at this time. That's all I have.
Okay, anybody public? Sherry?
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure.
Tell us who you are.
After each person makes a presentation.
Tell us who you are.
Okay. Sherry Mandel. Okay, got it?
Okay.
Okay. I'm concerned that we don't have a line item that shows an operating account where I'm looking on the back of this budget that shows we have $170,000 in an operating account.
So
the line item for the operating account won't be on the budget. The budget is what we're taking in from the residents and then how we use that throughout the year. So it's the actual account will be part of the balance sheet and the income statement, not part of the budget.
When do we get to have the whole operating account budget, the whole bit? Is it online, or can you please provide it for all of us to see how much money Gammon Valley Fire SSD has? I had no idea that you all had $170,000 in an operating account that now you're going to use.
You could have called anybody and we would have given you that information.
Had no idea.
It's in every...
I haven't been involved very long until you guys are starting to have a new board and also a paid new chief. So I had no idea that we had $170,000 in an operating account, not on a line item anywhere.
Okay. Every meeting that is held, that is in that meeting. We've had two since we've been on the board, and it shows up in each meeting. It's the balance sheet, and it's there. And it's not our fault that you don't know about it.
I understand.
It's provided to us the same as it is everybody here.
Is that balance sheet also posted on the Utah website notice?
It's part of the meeting notes.
It's part of the meeting notes and in the...
Is there a picture or the balance sheet on there?
No,
so that we...
I don't think so.
Okay,
and it won't be.
Can we ask for that, please?
You can, but we won't do it.
You won't do it.
There's no need, Sherry. We have it in every meeting. Everybody knows how much money. There's nothing hidden in anything. If you're thinking there is, there isn't. There's nothing hidden. Yes, you are.
Thank you, Matt Sorensen.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate
very
you
much.
And
that's
calls.
Enough on you. Just the last time.
Okay. Okay. Tell Larry. We're not going to have this happening. We're done with it. We don't need that. Don't. I understand. I can tell you that this is transparent as it ever gets. And if you don't see it, I can't do anything. Gabe.
It's on the
say
audio
your name.
Report. Oh, Gabriel Dillon, passport number. It's on the audio. If you go to the Utah Public website and listen to the MP3 file, myself as clerk, I had to read those numbers every meeting.
Thank you.
And so you can listen to the audio, and those numbers will be stated every single meeting as part of the finance report.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Gabe Billick.
Gabe Billick.
Thank you, sir.
Any other comments? Everybody's welcome to comment. We're 10 minutes in here. Let me just...
Is this open session? Or just
yes. Or related to the budget is all. The meeting, the regular meeting will be at 7. So...
Are we finished with this now?
Say your name.
Andrea Markham.
Andrea. Are we finished with this? If you wish to comment, you're welcome to.
But we still have more to go. Correct?
No, we don't. We're only changing one item. It's the, like Brant said, if you go down about 3/4 of the way, a little over halfway, it says park contract. We'll discuss why we don't need that money in the park contract.
Okay. But
we're gonna add a line item to pay a chief. And we're going to take the money from that contract and put it in that line item and delete the park contract line item. We're just amending the budget. I've talked to the county attorney. I've talked to the county commissioners. Spent half the day on the phone with the state auditor. Everything was noticed properly. There was nothing about this meeting that wasn't noticed properly. There's been some confusion. I guess people blowing up Facebook. I don't get on Facebook. Don't care what people say on it. Don't read it. Don't care. It was noticed properly. The county attorney signed off on it a week ago, 2 weeks ago. It had to be noticed 7 days. We noticed it 14. There was notices posted. This SSD board will not post it in the newspaper because we don't have a local newspaper that serves Dameron Valley. So that requirement is not needed.
Well, my question was going to be, we are going to discuss the fire chief's salary and all that the next meeting, correct?
We are not going to discuss the salary of the fire chief in the next meeting because we don't know what that is. This is to put a line item in the budget in February, the board at that time decided to pay a chief.
So everyone that's here, they should listen to the minutes of the last meeting so they
Not the last meeting, it was in February. And they made a decision in that meeting to pay a chief. They didn't amend the budget so you could legally pay a chief.
But last meeting, you gave three or four options, $40,000 to $48,000.
No decision has been made on that until we get this chief thing under control.
Correct, but you gave out options, and the residents here should go and listen to the report.
More than welcome to do that.
Correct.
The debate... this isn't the place that's going. We're going to have a meeting after this at 7.
Right, so that's what I was asking. That's all I'm asking.
Yes, we're going to have a meeting after this. This is just simply to change the budget. Let's not convolute the two because
no, I know. That's all I'm asking. We're going to discuss that at 7.
Yes, okay. We are. We're going to discuss some of that. So,
perfect.
Anybody else got any comments?
I do.
What's your name?
Rick Johnson, board member, present board member. I think one of the biggest problems is the misunderstanding of terminology, budget hearing versus the budget process that gets done in November. So we're taking something that was created for us last November, and it requires a budget hearing, which we're having at 6 o'clock, to alter that budget. So that we can continue to function.
Let me stop right there. We are not required to have this meeting.
True.
I got that from the county attorney and the state auditor. We're having it because we want there to be no questions as to what we are doing. There's been a lot of scrutiny. There's been a lot of stuff said over the internet. We are not amending the budget.
No,
we're not changing the budget
at
all.
So we can do this.
We're not increasing, we're not increasing.
Any of your boards can take the budget of dollars and make adjustments. That's what we're assigned to do, and that can be done in work meetings. Generally, we're going to try to do everything in open board meetings where everybody can be a part of it. So, but it's a different. That's why this meeting at 6 is different than the one at 7.
Sherry.
Thank you. Sherry Mandel.
Sherry, whatever you want to say.
Well, you told me to speak who I was.
Okay, go ahead.
I appreciate that, Rick. And it is legal for a line item to be changed at a normal meeting. And you are correct that budget hearing is truly the incorrect way of expressing your meeting here tonight at 6. All you have to do, you all have the power in a normal meeting to say, as an agenda item, we are changing line items. That's it, on the budget.
Thank you for clarifying that, Sherry. We understand that. We decided to do it this way. And we got clarification from two attorneys. And we got a better clarification today from the auditor for the state of Utah. So we will do it the way we think we should, and this is how we think we should have done it, and that's why we're doing it this way.
Thank you for letting us comment.
You got it. Anybody else? Do I hear a motion to adopt?
I make a motion that we take the line item that is indicated as
park maintenance.
And shift it into a line item named chief salary. What's the best?
Say chief wages for now.
Chief wages.
Okay.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This concludes the budget hearing.